What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Today, we have Dr. May Hughes and her lovely husband, Casey Hughes.
I'm really excited about this one because Casey and I have known each other for 11 years. And then he got married to his wife, Dr. May Hughes, right here. I'm talking about you in third person. And I'm so excited about today's topic because it's all about how to stay healthy during pregnancy and how to move in a healthy way during pregnancy. And we're very excited because this week, as we allude to, May is launching a course that you can find out more about down below that gives you day-by-day exercises if you're pregnant. And it's super helpful. She does educational content. She also breaks it down by trimesters. And literally there's 4 days a week. You can see the workouts and go through them. Super reasonably priced. You can buy it based off the trimester you're in. And I think it's over just like around $1 a day, which is awesome. And today we're just going to be sitting down, picking her brain with the questions that have been submitted by the audience. So should we just jump right into it?
Let's do it. This is Casey and Kara May.
Keep the mic close to your mouth, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You've been here before.
You pressed the live button before we even told them what we're doing.
I realize that now. Well, usually there's like a step in between, but yeah. We're just hitting it.
If you guys have been with us on Instagram, Dr. May, we've been doing a workshop about pelvic floor and pregnancy and postpartum. This is her lovely husband, Casey. Casey and Andrew are bros. They lived together for like 5 years.
Regrettably.
So. Yeah.
Today we have a true expert in her field, Dr. Kara May Hughes. She's going to talk to us about the kind of pregnancy movement during pregnancy, pelvic floor. And then we also have Casey.
An expert.
So that's it. It's going to be a pretty lopsided conversation, but I'm excited.
Yes. If you guys have any questions for them or questions about pregnancy, postpartum, pelvic floor, please put them in the comments. And we have Caroline and Lexi, who look very confused behind the camera, which is scary. Are we all good? Great. And they will fill us in on what your questions are.
Awesome.
So, hi, guys. This is quite the rude awakening of just, like, jumping into this.
I know. I was like, oh, okay. All right.
We're
like, also, Andrew, you're going to keep confusing people. My name is, I go by May.
Yes.
Kara May.
Gosh dang it.
Yeah, I did say Kara May. What'd you call?
I'm the only person on the planet that calls her Kara May.
I think you are.
Yeah, you confuse me.
I know.
Because I've been saying Dr. May forever. And yes, May.
And
then
go
all
by
of a sudden
May.
I just introduced you as Kara May.
All right. I just won't talk the rest of the interview. That's
for the best.
Okay. To start, to give you guys at least a little bit to talk about before we get into pregnancy, please share with people how you guys know each other and your whole bromance here.
How long have we known each other? 11 years?
Yeah.
You got to Band-Aid 2011?
Yeah, 11 years.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So, fun fact, you were actually on our first date.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My. I actually picked Sean up in my truck.
Yes, because he was too embarrassed to pick me up in his car.
Wait, wow. What was your car, Andrew?
The Ford Flex.
Don't talk about it
like that, yes. Dude.
So, he picked me up in Casey's truck, but he never told me it was your truck.
Oh, my gosh.
He was trying to show off.
He never even told me it was his truck. I just obviously assumed.
Yeah.
And then it was like the next day, he's like, here, bro. And he like handed your keys back.
That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't even know that story.
Yeah. That was at that little crummy apartment we had during the summer, right?
Yeah.
We were all staying together
there.
The TV
that was set up on
a box. Weren't two of you living on like blow up air mattresses?
Carrie and I were on a blow up mattress.
Yeah, together.
Just on the floor.
Yeah, yes. I'm surprised you still wanted to hang around after seeing all that.
Well, it's been fun to see you grow through the phases of like, all right, you showed up at Vandy, then you get married to Dr. May, way outkicked your coverage. Mm-hmm. Way outkicked your coverage. And then now you have a kid. We all have kids.
Oh, yes. Little girl.
Oh, little baby girl. It is crazy. And we didn't, I mean, we knew each other at Vandy, but didn't start dating or anything till, gosh, I guess it was
like
three years after Vandy.
Yeah.
And I used, she had a dog, Monroe, that I used to kind of sneak my way in there because I'm really good with dogs. And I was like, if I can win over Ro, maybe I can win over May as well.
Wow. So that was I do have to say, knowing both of you for so long, and when this finally happened, everybody was like, yeah, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone.
Why didn't this happen a lot sooner?
So many people were like, yeah. Finally.
Yeah. Can you explain to everybody listening what it is you do?
Yes. So I am a physical therapist first, and then I specialize in pelvic floor physical therapy. So pretty much what I do is I help women go through pregnancy, postpartum, like any sort of pelvic floor pain issues that they're having. It doesn't always have to be pregnancy and postpartum, but that's usually where those issues arise. But I definitely work with patients who've never even had a child.
Before we get into that, do you still train? Like, no. As a trainer? Not anymore?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, I played football with Andrew, and then I was a computer science major, and both of those were, like, a full-time job. So I was burnt out, and so I went to personal training right after school, and then that burnt me out because the hours are crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did that just for probably about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so before we get into, like, pelvic floor therapy, what's the biggest difference as a trainer you see in people who don't work out and people who do work out?
I will say, one, from my own personal frame of reference, whenever I stop moving, my body falls apart. It is like it has to keep moving. And I see that, you know, when I was training, my clients were the same way. When they stop moving, that's when issues would happen. And I think so often it's, you know, in pregnancy, you stop moving because you don't feel great. And that's when your body starts to deteriorate. You really got to keep moving to.
Such harsh words.
I mean, I will say, though, I feel like the biggest misconception is the reverse.
Yes.
People think that if they work out, they're going to, like, be in pain and their body's going to deteriorate faster, when it's, like, actually the reverse. It's
complete opposite.
And I think, you know, the other side of that is, like, sleep's really important too, right? You have to get your rest, but if your body's not moving, there's so much in there that doesn't work right. It just stops coordinating right, and your muscles with your bones and everything, it just kind of goes cool.
All right, so our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram, and lately we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes, and so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to, like, their science boxes, which helps them with, like, engineering, robotics, technology, and they love getting their hands dirty and in it, and the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. And it allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
Yeah. Kaput. How's our audio levels? Is everyone able to hear us?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Yeah.
Do I need to get closer?
Great.
No, I'm just making sure. Are there, like, glitches we need to fix? We're good?
Here. Anything along those lines?
Great. Okay. So then when it comes to pelvic floor, what's the biggest difference you see between women who don't work on, like, their base foundational strength in pelvic floor and those who do?
Definitely, it's kind of the same thing. A lot of just pain that maybe, like, stretch for a little bit and get temporary relief, but it's never long term. So a lot of low back and hip pain is super, super common in pelvic floor dysfunctions. And then, especially during pregnancy and postpartum, women who have trouble holding in any sort of like leakage when they're running or jumping or anything like that, that's a huge thing for
guys.
Women.
If you didn't know this, this happens.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys are like, cool.
Why do you think we wear black leggings?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah. Casey's like, I know so much more about the female pelvic floor than I ever wanted to know.
It has been an eye-opening experience for sure. There was, I remember way back when you were first kind of diving into that, you had ordered a bunch of accoutrement to, you know, that you use for pelvic floor therapy. There's like things called a pelvic wand. And
yes,
I walked downstairs on our dinner table. There's just all these pelvic wands and this skeleton of a pelvis. And I'm like, what is going on right now?
Yeah. Yep, you thought you were taking a freaky step in your relationship.
Yes.
Definitely. He's like, what is this?
Uh-huh. I didn't know you knew words as big as accoutrement. That's pretty impressive. I'm proud of you. I do remember when Sean was pregnant with Jet.
Yeah.
We called May. You never actually got the pelvic floor therapy.
No. I was, but by the time I asked for help, though, I was like a week before my due date.
I remember that.
So then, yeah. Then I just asked her a million questions the next day and then had Jet.
As does, you mentioned this the other day, but whenever we have game night, May is always like.
May is the hot commodity. Yeah. Every single one of our friends is either like pregnant, trying to get pregnant, or just had a baby. And yes. Every woman just gravitates towards May and they're like, what do I do about this? Can I fix this? Can I, like, all the questions in the world. Yeah. Like, I found out the other night, had no idea. You can actually, like, fix your C-section scar.
Yeah.
I thought you just lived with it.
And you, she like was scar, like, massage, yeah.
Didn't know that.
I kind of just want to give May the floor and just, okay. Like, well, are you asking questions? No, you got it. You got it.
She's got all the questions.
Okay. I got a lot of questions. Okay. Any, you can both chime in. I don't know
not
how much.
Not an expert
you
know. In pelvic floor therapy.
You might know enough after listening to me
yes.
all this time.
Let's start with best diastasis recti exercises.
Yes.
Wow. And what is diastasis?
Here's amongst these?
This is the part
diastasis is pretty much like your big six-pack abs that sit in front. It's when they start to separate a little bit, but it's very common and normal during the end of pregnancy because your baby has to grow somewhere. But postpartum, if they don't necessarily start working together again, that's when it becomes an issue. Baseline, I just have everyone do like diaphragmatic breathing pretty much and learning how to actually contract your core with your pelvic floor. So a lot of like on all fours, like trying to breathe and bring your belly up and in. I feel like I show a lot of this on my Instagram page, and there's a video of it in the program. So
also her Instagram page is Dr. May Hughes.
Yeah.
Not Kara May Hughes.
Yes.
Dr. May Hughes. All your highlights and stuff are amazing. I was telling her I went down a very deep, dark black hole one day, and I watched everything you've ever posted, and it's amazing.
Thank you.
I learned so much. Okay, so I'm in my first trimester. This is from I'm not going to try to say that. From someone. I'm in my first trimester. What are some of the best exercises I can do to prepare for birth?
In the first trimester, there's not necessarily a huge focus on having to modify everything because you're not usually super large yet, and so you can maintain your body the way that you want to while you're working out. But definitely, like, that diaphragmatic breathing, learning how to contract your pelvic floor and your deep core, because it gets harder later on during pregnancy. Like, as your belly's really big, it feels really hard to, like, figure out what muscle is working where. Mm-hmm. So those are probably going to be things I would have people start doing in the first trimester.
Okay. This one is a word I do not know.
Okay.
Couldn't even begin to know. Does a bicornate uterus affect your pelvic floor?
So they're talking about like uterus, like different shapes and sizes and stuff like that. Okay. It can. I mean.
Had no
they
idea.
Come in different shapes?
Evidently. Evidently.
I mean, it can, but usually not as much because the pelvic floor muscles sit like a little hammock and your uterus sits on top of it. So it's not the uterus isn't necessarily like attached to the pelvic floor. So it doesn't affect it as much as people would think.
This one is sad. So Mrs. Volfi, I'm very sorry. She said 2 stillbirths in 6 months. Emotionally broken. My lower back has also been broken. What can I do for that?
I'm so sorry. Yeah. It's still, even with, you know, having a stillbirth, it's definitely still your body goes through all those changes that it would with a pregnancy that didn't result in a stillbirth. So the first thing that I would recommend is definitely reach out to a pelvic floor physical therapist, even if it's just to spend that first hour, like, talking with someone about it. Honestly, I spend a lot of time talking with my patients, going through things with them. So I would definitely start there. It just, your body probably is holding a lot of tension, and that can result in a lot of low back pain as well. So I would definitely start by reaching out to someone in the pelvic floor PT world.
And then, does pelvic floor therapy help with endometriosis pain?
Yes, this is another one that's super common, like up and coming. Not up and coming, but like people are starting to realize endometriosis is something you can at least work on. Mainly because there's a lot of pelvic pain associated with endometriosis. That's when like uterus like or endometrial like cells are outside of the uterus. And so just learning certain ways to manage the pelvic pain that usually occurs right around your period, it's been super helpful for some women.
About 100 more just came in. Okay. So you might have to interpret what they're asking.
Okay.
Can your pelvic bone expand? I had a C-section because the baby was hitting my pelvic bone.
Interesting. So you, if they're talking about like the front of your pelvis, so your your pubic bone is not actually one bone. It's two together. And so you have a little bit of like cartilage that goes between the two. And so, yeah, when you are pregnant, it does expand a little bit. That happens with all the bones in your body with cartilage because you have more elasticity. So it definitely expands in order for your baby to be able to descend. But I'm not sure as to how that would result in a C-section.
Okay, just for emphasis, can you, because this is amazing to me, rehash the benefits of a structured movement plan during pregnancy as far as how that affects what your pregnancy is like, what delivery is like, and what recovery is like.
Yes. During pregnancy, it's really a time where you, say you were someone who either didn't work out or you worked out a lot, like a lot of HIIT, running and jumping. It's kind of a time where you want to slow down a little bit and really just focus on strength training because that elasticity in your tissues makes everything like really loosey-goosey, and you really need your muscles to start stabilizing throughout your body. And there's definitely certain areas that you want to focus on more during pregnancy because postural changes, your belly's growing out and forward, so there's a lot more tension on like the muscles of your back and your glutes and things like that. So it's not just a regular training program you'd want to do. You want to do one specifically for the areas that you're going to need to get stronger to carry you through pregnancy.
And then the first workshop we did on Monday, which you can still have access to.
Yeah.
We'll link that down below.
Yep.
We talked about the most, like, the biggest misconceptions or myths. Mm-hmm. So the first one is that when you get pregnant, you should stop working out.
Yes, definitely a myth. Keep working out.
And then even further than that, a lot of people think you can't lift weight when you get pregnant because it will affect the baby or jeopardize the pregnancy.
That's definitely also a myth. I talk about this a lot. ACOG, it's called the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and they redid all of their pregnancy exercise guidelines, and they now support like aerobic with training, which is like walking, running, and strength training, and anaerobic training, which is more like running and things like that, like higher intensity. They pretty much realize none of these negatively impact your baby. In fact, getting blood flow to your muscles and to your baby is a good thing.
And then even further with the working out, one of the biggest misconceptions is that you have to keep your heart rate, and I looked this up, keep your heart rate under 120 beats per minute.
Though there's like so many ranges out there, like different articles will say different things, but yeah, that's definitely not true anymore. because your heart rate naturally increases when you're pregnant anyways. So think about it. Like if you normally, your heart rate's like 50 and then you work out, it's like 120. Mm-hmm. Well, if you start at a higher level, just during pregnancy, your heart rate raises. Say you start out at 60. Well, then naturally you're going to get to above 120 because you're just starting out at a higher level.
And then I think another misconception was that any...
Yeah. I'm literally just, I'm sitting here like, wow, this is awesome. You guys get
another misconception is any type of core work would cause diastasis recti.
Yes, it diastasis recti is not, like, during pregnancy, it's something that's going to happen in order for your baby to grow. It's completely normal. It's just postpartum that if you do, if you kind of progress too soon or you haven't learned to manage the pressure in your abdomen, then it can be problematic, diastasis. But yeah, during pregnancy, it's normal for your abs to separate so the baby can grow.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order, and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
Wait, Casey.
What he?
But you need to, you need to watch out for coning, correct?
Yes.
Casey.
Yeah. So an exercise.
That, that was it.
There you go.
That was my contribution.
I am curious. Okay, so you were with May every day of the pregnancy, give or take, right?
Yes.
What was her routine like? I'm curious.
I mean, we started to work out together. Mm-hmm. So I work out every morning at like 5 because that's the best time for me.
Can't tell.
And and you started to, I don't know when, was that?
Tried to do the morning thing.
Yes.
And then it, you know, then it becomes workout when you can and when you're feeling good because but there's no such thing as routine during pregnancy.
Yeah. No.
And also, I mean, she was seeing patients, you know, all throughout the day. I mean, starting at 7, going till 6 at night at times.
So I would do it during like my lunch break often.
And then, I worked remote. So cook us dinner. She'd come home. She'd do some of the movement, the breathing stuff. She'd be kind of inverted on our little sofa thing at night. Ro would be scurrying over trying to lick her while she was doing it and stuff. But that was kind of the routine.
I just remember hearing you talk about how diligent she was in doing all of the things like to help everything go smoothly. Mm-hmm. And like,
I think there's also a big emphasis, like she wanted to bring this out to her patients and so going through it at that same time and being like, I want to not just program this, but actually use it.
Mm-hmm.
I think was a big thing. So staying diligent and like making sure she hits all those workouts was big.
You feel like it worked?
Yeah. I got to have my baby without being like a big goal of mine, which is not necessarily a goal for everyone, but just me personally was I wanted to go into labor on my own.
Yeah.
And that's something that I was able to do even on the time clock. Like my water broke and I had to go into the hospital early and I wasn't technically in labor yet, but I was able to get myself into labor. And what people don't realize is that there are certain movements that you can do during pregnancy to actually help your baby descend into the pelvis, which is what triggers labor. Like the pressure of your baby down in your uterus and then also pressing down your pelvic floor triggers labor. So doing all of those movements on my own, Casey would be like, make sure you're like, get on that ball or like, you know, start exercising.
Go upside down, whatever it's called.
He's like, you haven't done those today. I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay, I'm going to do them. But you're good about getting me to stay on track and not just, like you said, like not just program it for people, but actually do it for myself.
Mm-hmm. So a question from a few different people is, so like time commitment wise, if you, this person says they have like three kids and they're going into their fourth pregnancy, they just don't feel like they have time to work out at a gym. Are there movements and within this program, ways to do the program at home if you don't have equipment, if you're just working in a nursery or stay at home mom?
There's definitely, I mean, I try to make the whole thing super easy to do at home. Pretty much all you need is dumbbells and some of those like elastic bands. But even if you don't have dumbbells, you can get very creative. I work with my patients a lot. I'll be like, throw some books in a backpack or your diaper bag and wear that. You can get a little baby carrier and like wear one of your babies. So there's definitely ways to add weight to do some strength training. But yeah, that was a huge thing for me is I didn't always feel like also doing like 60-minute workouts. So yeah. I try to make everything around like 30 minutes, things that you can easily do at home or in the gym if you want to and go to the gym. Time.
So this is an exciting week because you have your anniversary, or was that last week?
That was last week.
Okay. Yeah. Her birthday was on Monday.
My birthday was on Monday.
Birthday, and then for the past couple of years, you've been working hands on with patients.
Yes.
Mostly this crowd who's pregnant. Some of those who are older, as we were discussing earlier, but you're also coming out with a online course that I think is like it costs maybe just around $1 a day. And people can get your expertise and do the exercises at home.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm so excited because it's just something I get so many messages like on my Instagram about people wanting specific workouts or like, what should I do for X, Y, and Z? Or I just don't even know where to start. Like that's honestly what I get a lot is I'm pregnant. I want to work out, but I don't even know where to start. And I can't, you know, spend like hours with every single person. So being able to make this course to at least give people somewhere to start and you follow it throughout your entire pregnancy, I just feel like I can reach so many more people and help so many more people rather than, you know, trying to answer. I try and answer so many of my messages, but it's hard sometimes.
Well, it is great. I mean, you can, this 1,200 comments in 20 minutes testifies to the fact that there's a lot of confusion, a lot of questions around this topic, and for people to just have a go-to source and you to like point to and guide them through the whole process is extremely valuable. And so you've structured it with an educational point where you go through what happens to your body during pregnancy,
which is also the best. Like I read all the books and none of it made sense. Like when you broke it down, I was like, oh, okay.
That like, makes sense.
I feel like books tell you eat dates and do this, but they don't explain like what's actually happening to your body,
right?
And why you should be doing X, Y, and Z. And when you, I remember when you were filming, I was like, oh, okay. And I have two kids already and I didn't know.
Yeah. No, that was super important for me is including the educational component because sometimes you'll see these like pregnancy or postpartum guides that are produced by people, but you're like, okay, but why am I doing these exercises? Mm-hmm. So that part was really important for me coming as a physical therapist. Like I educate people all day long. So that's what I really wanted to include in this program. Not just here are some exercises, but here are exercises and here are why you're doing these specific ones.
And on top of the education, you have workouts 4 days a week, starting week 5, going all the way through week 40 of pregnancy.
41.
41.
If for some reason you're at 41, mainly because I was expecting to go to 41 because usually the first one you're super late. Yeah.
We went 42.
Yeah.
But true.
You can. Mm. It's totally normal. But yeah, that's why I created it too. It's like take you all the way through. Now, granted, you're doing a lot different things at week 41 than you are at week 5.
Yeah.
But that's also why I wanted to create it too, is that the exercises change as you're going through each stage of pregnancy.
And the coolest part, coincidentally, is you filmed all this while you were like 30 some weeks pregnant.
Yep.
which was incredible.
I filmed it while I was pregnant.
So it's not like a, oh, if you're pregnant, modify it like this. Like, you actually modified it exactly how, like,
awesome.
Yep.
A very pregnant woman would.
Yeah. And Casey, to May's credit, I don't think I heard a single or during the filming of it. And she blamed you for that. Like, you hold her accountable to that?
Blamed me for that.
No, I mean, credited me.
He speaks very well, and you are very thoughtful with the way that you speak, and you think about things before it comes out. And I hardly hear an or for you. You do a very good job, so.
I will say, though, in front of a camera, she is far, far better than me. I like writing things down because then I have time. When I'm, like, spotlight, that is not.
So today, us jumping directly into the live stream was without
any exactly press at all.
The microphone's out here.
Yeah. Okay, Casey, so you guys are married. You have a baby. What's the coolest thing you've learned about your wife through this whole process?
So
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. May is something that attracted me to her is just how driven she is. I've always seen that. She's laser focused on things, and she has a strength that I've always like really admired. But with Ava, there's been a softness that's come out that has amazed me. So.
Can make me cry.
Casey might be tearing up.
I am.
Casey, tear up.
I was going to ask you a second question, but I don't know if I should.
No, you're good.
Oh, I've never seen him actually produce a tear. This is usually the closest guess. It's like a little watering of the eyes.
So I was going to say, what's your favorite thing about being a dad? I know. Yeah, that's what I was like, I don't know definitely. If I should ask this question.
I did cry in the men's group when I was talking about Ava.
Yeah. Oh.
But I know right now it's the little noises. It's the hands making all their little movements. I don't feel like I'm the primary, you know, person right now because I can't produce milk.
So
I'm there to try to support mom with as much
things,
as possible.
Huh? You can't.
Right? Oh,
but I don't know. My mind always goes to a couple of years in advance. Like, what am I going to be teaching her, making sure? And then I got to stop and be like, no, first I'm changing a diaper. Like, let's focus on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, as tired and as frustrated as you can get sometimes, then she'll do a little smile and you're like, oh, you're perfect.
So cute.
Okay, so you guys have a wedding this weekend?
Yes.
Is it, are you close with the groom or the bride?
My cousin, so she's like my sister.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this the first wedding you've been to since you had Ava?
It is, and she's coming.
I
was gonna say, we went to one of our first weddings since having kids, and we both bawled because the mother son dance and the father daughter dance. We were a disaster. We were an actual disaster.
Just
and hearing like
about,
the parents get absolutely. Up and talk about their babies. And how, like, they've prayed for their spouses. And, oh, my gosh, we bawled like a baby.
I'm excited.
I already cry at weddings.
Oh, yeah. Get ready. It's going to be worse.
We've had that conversation already. Like, just mention it. We'll be like, you know, someday she's going to, you know, she's going to be an actual adult.
Yeah.
And, like, you'll marry someone. It's like a big deal. But
it's so funny because I don't know how much like this you were, but Casey, you were all in on dogs, bro. And I don't even know, like, the thought of a kid maybe didn't even excite you as much as dogs did. Because you
I wanted a farm.
Same here.
Yeah, I remember you had business.
Still does.
Muscles and mutts.
How has that changed? Or, like, because your love for dogs hasn't decreased.
No. And I made sure to tell Ro, you know, almost every day of the pregnancy that my love wasn't going to change. It was just going to grow. So I want her to know that.
But, wow.
I mean, I think other people realize it because I just don't mention Ro as much, which is sad. But I mean, you know, you have a little baby in front of you and it's part of us. And that's just, there's no substitute for that.
But she looks just like Casey, so.
Yes. My biggest fear with kids was, this makes me sound crazy, but I was afraid I couldn't love a human being as much as I loved my dog.
doesn't sound crazy to me. I was worried about the same thing.
I will never forget. You'll laugh at this. Early on when we were dating, we had this big philosophical debate, Andrew and I, while we were dating. Don't bring it up. No, I have to bring it up because Casey's here. But it was almost a deal breaker for our relationship because he said, okay, burning building, dog or human? And I was like, you can't ask me this question. And
I think I've had the same argument.
He almost broke up with me. Yeah. I was like, I will figure out a way. Okay. But that dog is being saved.
We literally talked about this the other day, and Casey says, I will die in that burning building trying to rescue you, Ava, and Monroe.
I said, I'll grab Ava, carry her out. But Ro only has paws.
Yeah.
Andrew and I have been talking about this a lot lately, and I'm sure other parents can relate. It seems like we buy our kids clothes, and they grow out of them instantly, which is why we are so glad we found the brand Posh Peanut. Listen closely, guys. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose, from bamboo. So they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton. They have the cutest patterns too, from florals and Barbie to Disney and Hot Wheels. They have something for every kid that every kid will love, and they're truly made to last.
Jed asked to wear his Hot Wheels pajamas every night, and it's honestly... It is adorable. The fabric is really soft and stretchy, which comes in handy when you're still changing diapers.
Oh, for sure. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes.
We also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this the perfect gift idea for any little one. For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam and use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order.
That's poshpeanut.com/EastFam, promo code EastFam. I'm headed there right now.
Let's get back to it. Today's show is brought to you by Modern Fertility.
Modern Fertility has been a huge part of our journey and is someone that we lean on for information about fertility on the regular.
Honestly, I feel like getting information about your fertility, Sean, has been super helpful for both of us. And Modern Fertility gives you insights to your body and helps you make decisions about growing your family, which we're all about.
Yes, and honestly, that's why Modern Fertility was created. This company is incredible. It's easy and affordable, and it's a way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days.
Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gives you the same information at only $159, which is a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/EastFam, you can get an extra $20 off your test.
And right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/EastFam. That means your test will cost $139 instead of hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/EastFam.
That's modernfertility.com/EASTFAM. We'll also link it down below. Let's get back to it. So here's what's cool. The dog definitely gets slightly neglected in the first couple months. Mm-hmm. But then now Drew's 2.5. And I just took this afternoon.
Aww.
He gets more love now, Nash does, because he's got two little ones. Also, he eats like a king because, oh my gosh.
We keep waiting on that because Ro is very food motivated. And we know that once Ava starts eating some real food, best friends.
Yeah, the second the high chair comes out, Nash perks up, starts running laps, and he just sits right there. And they have figured out how to, one, feed him. And two, Nash has figured out how to clean up all the scrappings, which is,
it's definitely going to be Ro.
Yeah.
I'm curious, May. So you, as Casey alluded to, very driven, very ambitious. You got your doctorate degree. You're hands-on with a ton of patients. You're doing this course. How has Ava changed your relationship with all that? With your ambition?
I would say it's definitely very difficult because I want to still do it all. But, I mean, like, today I was working on something and I could just hear her, like, I just fed her, and she was, like, starting to cry a little bit. And I just wanted to, like, put her in one of those, like, little swings and keep working. I was like, no, like, I'm going to get down on the ground. We're going to do tummy time. Mm-hmm. We're going to play because she's only going to be this young for so long. Mm-hmm. So it definitely, I mean, I want to do it all, but I would say it's getting easier for me to put things down. It was hard.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot easier now because I just think about her growing up.
Does Ava have a workout routine already? Because Drew's my
between the two
partner.
Of you.
Tummy time, 15 tummy minutes, time. Five times a day.
I do count how many times we do tummy time. Yes. I'm a very regimented person.
I try and make her do little squats every now and then. Yeah. And her legs kind of curve in still. Yeah. But I fix them out.
Who's more regimented, you or Casey?
That's a good question. You. Different aspects of our life. I think
I don't know. I feel like I think you're more like routine, like the same thing at the same time every day. Whereas I could be more like regimented in terms of not being able to like put down a project or my work or something like that. Mm-hmm. You're like 4:50 a.m. That alarm goes off. He works out. Except on the day he missed men's group. Mm.
I would be like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sleep.
That's what I usually do. Like the night before, I'll be like, "Oh yeah, I'll come with you." And then
no,
the alarm goes off. I'm like, "I'm not going with you."
Yeah.
You want to get back to some questions? Because I have some. This is from the live chat. So, is it true that there's nothing to be done about pelvic floor damage from a previous pregnancy during a current pregnancy? So, sorry, if she had pelvic floor damage during a first pregnancy, is there anything she can do to help the second and third pregnancies?
Yes. They're definitely, it's never too late. It's just like any muscle in your body. It's never too late to heal it. If she's talking about damage, like maybe like scar tissue or tearing or things like that, you can definitely still work on that during pregnancy. It's completely safe to work with a pelvic floor PT during pregnancy. So it's definitely something you can still do. And I highly recommend it. That way you recover better postpartum after second, mm-hmm. third baby.
Awesome. That question was from Melody Ingram, who's very excited that we're talking about this. Steph asks, if you don't heal diastasis recti before getting pregnant again, will it be harder to heal after this second pregnancy?
Yeah, it definitely will be more difficult because those muscles haven't, like the two halves of your ab muscle haven't been working together for a little bit. And then you add the stretch of another pregnancy and it definitely becomes more difficult, but it's not impossible. But it usually you're kind of working from more of an uphill battle.
Awesome. Christy S. in Iowa asks, let's see. Nope, that's just a story. Okay. Michaela is terrified that she may have trouble conceiving due to irregular cycles. Is there any prenatal exercises or anything prenatal you could recommend while trying? Is that question pertaining? Is that relevant to you?
I would say that's more of like a fertility specialist. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are some pelvic floor therapists who specialize in like hormones and fertility, but I do not. So I wouldn't want to.
Gotcha.
Lead someone astray.
I think we should just tell them about the course and.
That okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Just like, let's jump in.
No, I just like, I'm really excited. Wait. Okay. First one. You're on Couple Things Podcast, so we have to ask you the same question before we wrap up. Okay, so you guys have been married 2 years. You have a baby. Dated how long?
We moved really fast. But we were friends for, like, since my freshman year.
We've heard a lot less.
Then.
Don't worry.
Yes.
We've heard, I think the quickest, like, marriage we've heard on our podcast is 3 months. Like, started dating and married in 3 months.
I'm married.
Oh, and they've been married years, like
it's amazing.
11 years.
Now you know.
Yeah. So we started dating in October 2019 and I proposed in July.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, October 2018. And then 18. It turned
19. And then
19. Nice, bro.
Year behind.
1 in 5 Americans have, quote, learn a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Plus, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Andrew and I have been learning Spanish on Babbel, and it's been so fun. We've wanted to learn a new language for so long and have finally started. We've learned how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants, all without having to consult language apps, which is so cool.
It's crazy how fast your brain picks up a new language when it's presented in a relatable way. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/eastfam. Again, get 60% off at babbel.com/eastfam, spelled babbel.com/eastfam. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nice.
Okay,
nice.
So in this time, this phase of life, what is the best piece of advice you have either been given or would give about relationships?
I always thought like this was a cheesy piece of advice that people gave, but especially right now with a almost 8 week old, it really holds true. Is like the taking time to still like date each other, mm-hmm. because it does not feel like that at all right now. Mm-hmm. So it definitely, I always thought that was really a piece of cheesy advice. I'm like, well, of course you're going to like still go out on dates and stuff like that. But I definitely, that one rings true now.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm trying to think. I mean, there are some things that my dad told me in preparation for like marriage that were important to me. But as far as like actually while you're married, I think remembering that marriage can be a negotiation. There's a lot of compromise that's going to happen on both sides. And just to clearly communicate that so that there's nothing left, no ambiguity that's out there in which direction you're going, because it's got to be kind of going in the same direction, helping each other out on the way.
I'm actually curious, since both of you have described yourself as like rigid, how has the baby, I mean, they call it a baby bomb, right? It's like interruption to normal schedules. Mm-hmm. Have you been dealing with that well?
I think I kind of am now. There is still part of me that wants her to sleep at the same time. Like, I get upset. Like, one night she slept 6 hours and was like, this is amazing. We got it. And then the other night she woke up 4 times in the middle of the night. I was like, what on earth? I thought I had a schedule down.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where I was saying the difference in, like, we're regimented in different things. And for me, like, May's much more of a rule follower. And mm-hmm. she finds, you know, you go through different programs and looking at that and being like, this is the schedule we should follow. Whereas I'm kind of like, oh, they'll figure it out on the way. And I think you need both of those, because it's definitely going to help Ava be on a schedule if we try to get her down at the same time. But also you can't feel like you're losing the battle if it doesn't happen every day. So I think having both of those sides has really helped work that schedule into something that's a little more fluid, but we're trying to get on a bit of a discipline.
You guys sound like us. We're the same way. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 7:01. She should have been in bed by now.
Yep.
And Andrew's like, she's fine.
I don't want to be like Andrew. Yeah. I take that back.
Please rescind the comparison.
Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for being on the show. May, we're so excited for this course. Comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. So, for those listening, we'll link the information down below. Course that Dr. May put together. She's an expert, as you might,
as we've all figured out.
As you've all been aware of, but also, she's got doctor in front of her name. Pretty impressive. Again, priced at, I think, just over maybe around $1 a day.
Yeah.
Weeks 5 to 41 in pregnancy. And it's got all the education, all the movements, literally day by day exercises that you can check out. And we're very excited for you. So congrats on a big week, May.
It does feel like a very big week.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll link the information down below. And Casey, it's a pleasure. Thanks for just sitting there, man. I was going to say,
pleasure's all yours.
Thanks for sitting there and looking good, but you don't do that either. So just sitting there.
Yeah.
But,
it's like you went sliding earlier. Grass stains.
I did. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think. Babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.